On radio. On radio. More of the good stuff. CliffCentral.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready?
Cliff Central.
Download the Cliff Central app. Available now on the Apple App Store and Google Play Store.
On radio. On radio. More of the good stuff. CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back to the good stuff. Cliff Central's very own happy hour with myself, Brent Lindekew, the good things guy. And sitting right next to me is Kerry, the good things girl.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Happy Tuesday.
It's Tuesday, y'all. There's so much going on. So much good stuff. What's wrong?
I can't hear myself.
Oh, she can't hear herself. Well, you must open your ears or turn on your earphones. One of the two. The good stuff is Cliff Central's very own happy hour. The weekly show aims to put a smile on people's dials and provide a welcome relief from the daily grind. God knows we need it. With compelling and inspirational interviews and a healthy dose of humor, myself and the team search for good news stories from around the globe, which is exactly what we're going to do today. Kerry and myself, we'll kick off the show with our regular catch-up, reporting on all the news that really matters, while focusing on the top five trending good news stories of the week. So what I need to tell you, for those of you that might be listening for the first time, I search, research, collect, do things throughout the whole week, looking for all these good news and inspirational stories. And literally, I'm posting like 15 a day.
I don't know where you find the time, first of all, and I don't think you miss a story.
Thank you.
I don't know, I really...
That's flippin' cool.
I know. I'm like, wow, okay, well, I just read that, and look now.
Well, okay, it does keep me busy. It keeps me out of trouble. But what our job then is to take all these stories that have been trending and find the top five to bring you that stuff that matters.
It's amazing, though.
That's cool. It's inspiring. And I'm going to actually bring you something now, which is pretty cool. We also get to interview George, an incredible South African who started the non-government-funded Stroke Survivors Organization. So we want to find out a little bit more about that, why he's doing what he's doing. What I found while interviewing these inspirational South Africans is generally there's an awesome story behind why they're doing what they're doing. I don't think people will just jump into something without having that backstory.
No, they've experienced. They've had a personal experience.
Correct. And they're changing lives and making huge change, positive change, which is important. We also get to chat to a lead SA youth hero, Frank Leyer, who is part of a group of friends who go to the inner city or rural schools to do motivational talks and upliftment programs. I hope he's going to be here because he hasn't come in yet.
He better. Because there's such a huge need for this.
Look, we need to...
I'm very interested.
We need to understand that he's a lead SA youth hero, so yes. I don't think he has a car. I think someone's bringing him. So whoever's bringing him, get him here on time. We haven't seen him yet. And then Paige and Curse will close off the show with an awesome idea to make a difference by changing just one thing. This week, it's all about the Impilo Village, which I'm quite excited about. If you've got any good stuff to share with us, we're always looking to share stories, get in touch. It's super easy. You can get hold of us on Twitter, which is where everybody lives these days. CliffCentral.com or Brent Lindekew or Kerry Stain.
Yes, that's right.
That's where we are. Or you can send us a message via our official WeChat account. Kerry's got the big screen.
We're looking at it. Chat to us.
Open in front of her. Yeah. Or you can give us a call on 0861-555-189. All right, Kerry. So, you were... Wait. What is going on here?
First of all, you know what?
Yes.
We've got an overwhelming response to people donating stuff. I have a car full of bags.
That's exciting.
My boots is full. My back seat is full. I think I literally have about 7 black bags full of donations in my car.
Well, thank you. Thank you to all of our listeners and everybody that follows for getting involved and donating stuff. And you know it's going to go to a good cause. The Good Things team... we are really, I mean, we're all about the good stuff. And
keep them coming.
Kerry, I do all the stories and I'm sort of on the back end. But these girls are on the ground doing real, real stuff. So I think thank you for all of your donations and all the charitable
stuff. It really does
stuff.
Help. And it's for our immediate communities, the ones in and around Joburg. And then some of them go into Africa as well.
Wow.
Yeah, we've got some stuff going into... Where is it? Zim.
You're going to Zim. What are you doing in Zim?
Well, we've got people that go out there and they do relief work.
Very, very cool. One of the things that I've got involved with just recently, we've had Sebastian on the show before. He lives in Dubai. He's a doctor over there. Mm. And he's got this group called the Panda Crew, which we've featured before. And they're doing the coolest thing. They found a little town that is severely, severely been affected by the drought, and they don't have water, and they don't have...
In Dubai?
No, here.
Oh.
He lives in Dubai, and then he does stuff from Dubai, and then he coordinates it so that we can do it. It's very cool. It's very cool.
Okay.
And he's put together his whole Panda Crew, who are mostly South African. I've gotten involved in my personal capacity, and we're going to head down to this town and go deliver a whole bunch of goods to this town because they're off the map from Operation Hydrate. So we've decided to do
really?
Our own. They haven't received the backup that they needed to. So we're going to make our way down there, and I'm going to post stuff on my Facebook
Where
later on.
Where are you going?
I'm going to keep it a secret until later. I'm posting everything on Good Things Guy on my Facebook and everything.
That is so
if you want to
awesome.
Get involved.
There's such a huge need.
Totally, totally. So I'm excited. But bigger than that, it's something that has been trending on our books since Friday. Happy Impeachment Day, everybody. It's kind of like Boss's Day, but the opposite. Where instead of buying presents for the boss, we just fire him for being guck. That's what today is, right?
Just have a peach.
Just have a peach. So it is the National Assembly is getting together to sort of make a call. We don't want to harp on. I'm done with politics.
Yes.
I'm done with being an adult just for today because we've had it since Friday.
Exactly. And you know what? It's just time. Just stop talking about it. And do, you know what? Play your part. Don't
play
talk about
part.
It. Just play your part.
Play your part. Do good.
Exactly.
Do good stuff. Do good stuff. It's all about good stuff. The one thing that we always talk about and we bring up is the Random Acts of Kindness deal. Whatever. It's great. It's going really well. I don't want to harp on about it because then people think it's just all whatever. It's really cool. Yesterday, I got a Random Acts of Kindness message from a lady who was at the airport with her three kids saying goodbye to her mother, wherever her mother was going. And it had been a long day. They'd sort of done a whole bunch of things and was sort of crazy. And the kids were quite young.
Yes.
Babies. I don't know what that is like, but apparently
crazy.
They had a meltdown because Granny was leaving and they were tired and it was all just a little bit crazy. And she says in the post that every time she got one to sort of settle down in the middle of departures, as soon as she got one to settle down, the other one would start throwing a tantrum. Like, screaming. Crazy.
I've had that with one child and she had three.
She had three. Mm-hmm. And she felt so embarrassed. People were looking at her like, what a bad mother. She felt terrible. But I guess if you're in that situation, then you could relate to it.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a police officer walked up to her, asked if he could assist, picked up the kids, sort of controlled them, cuddled them, made them laugh again. And he helped her take the kids back to her car.
Wow.
And
that's the biggest thing, actually, is trying to control them. It's like ducklings. You're
it's like herding cats.
Exactly. And it's like, we should just put them in a trolley, but there's no trolleys at the airport.
Mm-mm. Is there not? Not for kids.
Not trolleys, like shopping trolleys.
There's only those ones for your bags.
Yes.
That's very interesting.
And there's no way to put the kid. So if I am at the airport,
actually,
I just put
it
on top
of
my
bags.
Yes.
I've seen that before.
Yeah. But in that case, I don't know.
Well, it's really cool because she sent this in for us to post on sort of the Random Acts of Kindness page. And her whole thing behind it was not everything in South Africa is bad news.
No,
and not everybody is bad news. She's white. He's black. There was no problem there. And it restored her faith in the police force because we hear such horrible stories about our police all the flippin' time.
It really isn't. Who came out? The comedian from last week.
Kevin Hart.
Yes. He said that he's heard such negative about South Africa that he was embraced more than he has been anywhere in the world. And he said that our reporters and people here need to focus on that more, on the positive.
Well, that's exactly what Brendan Nagy, the Good Things Guy, does.
Yes.
If you'd like to get more good news stories, just follow goodthingsguy.com. Yes. Did you hear that little radio voice that I kicked in there? That is how I roll.
Big up to the police at the airport.
We love the police. Thank you very much. One of the other things that came through yesterday is I got a message on Facebook from a lady whose name is Cindy Lee Malchus. And she said, I love listening to the Good Stuff Show. It's just so inspiring and puts you in such a good mood to keep on keeping being you. So So I think it's more about her just being happy with who she is. So I said, I'm blown away. Thank you so much for the message and for listening. Tuesdays are my favorite day of the week. So she said, you guys are truly amazing. Your topics are just so current and fresh and inspiring. And you make people want to listen to what you're saying. Hope that you go far because the world really needs more ambassadors such as you. So well done, Kay. That's for you incredible. As well. How rad.
Yay, thank you.
There are people that listen to our show.
Of course. There are lots of people that listen to our show.
Well, Cliff Central released the stats for the last month, and we're doing good.
Wow.
Our show does really good. I think people just enjoy listening to the good stuff and hearing all those good
stories.
You know
what, stories. And it's nice that it's on a Tuesday because it keeps you going. It does. It does keep you going for the rest of the week. It inspires you to do...
It's a midweek...
Not midweek yet.
I'll call it midweek. Okay. It's a midweek inspirational... session, let's call it that. How did Blue Bulls go this weekend?
Wowzers. Well, well done to the Blue Bulls. 23, they won 23-18 against the Cheetahs.
Oh, wow.
And it was a sea of pink.
Were you dressed in pink?
Everybody was dressed in pink. It was like a sea of pink.
That's so cool.
Get your pink on for cancer. And they had testing stations there. They had a lot of volunteers. People just got involved. It was like, you can go onto Twitter, go onto Facebook, have a look at everybody. It was actually just beautiful.
Were you, do you know if they raised what they were aiming to, or do we not know yet from Lucy?
I don't think we know yet from Lucy. We'll find out, though, and we'll definitely put it up.
Maybe we should give Lucy a call. Let's see if we can get her on the line and find out if we did that. We'll do that in a sec. One of the other stories that is trending is someone who had in studio with us, Kelly Duplessis.
Yes.
She started Rare Diseases South Africa.
Yeah.
And the reason she started Rare Diseases South Africa is because her son, Juan, was born with a rare disease. And when he was 11 months old, he was diagnosed with Pompe disease. Mm. At 15 months old, he was then diagnosed with epilepsy. So she'd already started the Rare Diseases South Africa because of the Pompe disease. And her whole thinking behind that was, if I can find people that I can relate to and ask questions and find out about these diseases, that'll give Juan a better... step in life.
Yes.
Because he'll be able to relate. We've spoken to so many people where they go, like, you're at a party and you're like the amputees.
And you start talking about it.
And there's things
and it's
that
so
they
refreshing,
correct.
Exactly.
Correct. So she started Rare Diseases South Africa. Then at 15 months old, he was diagnosed with something called PRKAG2. And she didn't speak about this when she was here. Which I don't know why. I need to pick a bone with her. But basically, there's only 12 people in the world that suffer from this. So out of 7 billion people, there are only 12 that suffer from this. It's called PRKAG2. And what she's done now is since last week, she decided, because she knows that there's 12 people worldwide, they're not in Africa, so it's international. She knows that there's 12 people, but because of doctor-patient confidentiality clauses.
She doesn't know who they are.
And she will never know.
No.
They're not allowed to tell you. So she's decided to take to social media, to use social media.
Oh, I've got goosebumps.
To try and find these other 11 people. She just needs one. She just needs one to pop up and say, yes, I've got muscular pain or whatever that is. So that Jean can have a better aim at life.
Yes.
And so that he can also prepare for his future.
And just to touch on what you just said, that you've got a bone to pick with her because she didn't mention anything when she was here.
She didn't.
When somebody runs an organization and they start something, they're basically the ambassador. They are the spokesperson. So they speak on behalf of everybody in the organization.
Yes.
And they are really selfless.
That is the thing.
Absolutely selfless. And that's exactly what happened. She didn't speak about her own needs and wants and the needs and wants of her child because she's running an organization. So she's got a platform that she's supporting and raising funds for other children and other people with rare diseases. So she's not going to focus on herself. She's not going to focus on her son.
It's about it's selfless. Yes, it's about everybody else. So Kelly, I'm not going to be upset with
you. It's now time to be selfish.
What I'd like all our listeners to do, it's pretty simple. I'm on my Twitter right now, and I've just shared that post, which is the post of her trying to find the other 11. I'd appreciate it if you could log on to Brent Lindekew.
Let's help her.
Share that. That's the only way that it'll get to where it needs to go is with one little retweet, one little share. Share that story so that we can find. Imagine the, how cool
you know
it
what?
Would
she
be
helps,
to find
she
them.
She helps so many people and does so much that it's now time to turn the tables here.
I agree. So exciting.
I'm so excited.
It's an exciting time. And you can be part of that with a simple share of a story. It's what it's all about. I think that's the most important thing is, you know, you want to do good. Oh, there we go. We got people sharing it already. How cool. How flippin' cool.
That's amazing. Well done, guys. Thank
you. How flippin' cool. But, you know, we're here to bring you the good stuff. It's all about the good stuff. And every week we find the good news stories that are trending and we bring them to you so that you don't have to read because not everybody likes reading. So you can actually just listen to what's going on. What do we have at number five?
I'm actually going to try to keep my composure with these five because, yeah. A lot of them.
Should we get the tissues ready?
Maybe the tissues. This one. Okay, wow. This one I saw last week as well. 11-year-old's lemonade recipe that saves the bees turns into a $1 million business. This was too precious. When I read this, I was like, wow. An 11-year-old girl has turned her grandmother's secret lemonade recipe into a national business, and she is donating 10% of the proceeds to save the bees.
Wow.
So when she started with the lemonade recipe, she didn't add sugar, she adds honey.
How does that save the bees though?
So she takes 10%
and gives it back.
Yes, because there's an organization.
Ah.
There's an organization called to save the bees.
To save the bees.
Yes.
So there's a whole big thing around the bees within our environment.
We need bees.
We need bees because they pollinate the flowers and they assist in the rebirth of plants.
Yes.
Which is important. So for her, again, we always talk about the youth are flipping tomorrow, children are the future. She's 11 and she's just started a $1 million business.
Yes.
Not just because she's making lemonade, but I think more so because she's giving back.
And both are doing really, really well. So the organization as well as her business.
Man, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So
and
cool.
She said that she wants to not only do the lemonade, she wants to expand and make other bee products, you know, like face products.
No
body
offense
products.
To 11-year-olds, but doesn't
she
11...
She wants to start a whole range.
Doesn't 11-year-old know how to expand a business? Like, let's unpack
well,
that for a
second.
Well,
she's got the lemonade now. She wants She wants a whole range of honey and bee products.
That is amazing. Because
it's got a lot of antiseptic properties and stuff. There's a lot that comes from it.
Very cool. We're going to post that up online if you want to read up a little bit more about it. I don't know if there's a video or stuff attached, but there's definitely photos. Mm. What do we have at number four?
A group of kids form a human arrow to help police track suspects on the run. Well, this was quite amazing.
Okay, there is a video attached to this that you have to go see. Mm. It's so cool. So there were helicopters in the air and they were chasing down these suspects that were doing whatever they were doing. It was pretty mental. And the kids decided to lay down on the floor and form a human arrow so the helicopter could see where these bad guys are gone.
Yeah, that's quick thinking, eh?
Again, children, good thinking. I would have run in the other direction.
Well, once they caught the suspects, they actually landed where the kids were to thank them.
Oh, very cool.
I think that's really, really awesome.
There's a video attached to that, so you can go see these kids
and
laying
they did
down
it so quickly.
Maybe they trained them like that in school. Point out where the baddies are.
And it's not even a violent country, really.
No, no. What do we have, what's next? We have
hospital lets pets visit their sick humans to make them feel better.
Okay, so this is a double whammy because that story happened in Canada. I saw it, and they're all about the humans being healed by their animals
naturally as well. Well, that is it's natural because it releases hormones.
Correct.
Feel
right?
good hormones.
Don't you? Have you got dogs or cats?
I've grown up with animals my whole life.
So if you're having a sad day or a bad day, don't you find that your animals just pick up on that?
Well, that's exactly. And they come and they just give you love and stuff.
Exactly. If I have a little bit of the flu or a cold or whatever, and I'm laying in bed, they'll lay next to me all day.
And my cat knew I was pregnant before I did.
What?
Mm-hmm.
How is that possible?
She would come and lie in... on my tummy and on my tummy all the time.
And that's something that she'd never done before.
Yes.
So she mm-hmm. picked up that there was something there.
And I was like, what's going on here?
What's going on? I need a pregnancy test.
And that's the thing with these animals as well. They know that their owners are sick. and for them as well to come in. You should see the video. I mean, the video is beautiful. Obviously, the dogs need to be cleaned and stuff before they go in, and they've only got an hour once a week with their animals.
Shame. There's a there's another post that I posted this morning, which came out sort of last night. There's a company in America called Soul Pancake. It's part of Oprah's sort of thing.
Yes.
And they do really cool stuff where they put together these videos and these things that they do together to make a difference. And with this one, they took different spaces. They took a public school, like a kindergarten. They took an old age home, and there was a gym. And they wanted to prove that puppies can cure boredom.
Puppies can cure I'm sure.
So they you see like these kids all sitting in the class, and they're all, their eyes are starting to get a little bit tired, and they're all like yawning.
And then they release the puppies.
And then all of a sudden the door opens and puppies come in, and it changes the environment completely.
That is so cute.
Everybody's
for
smiling,
everybody, not just
and having
kids.
A time, and it's flipping cool.
Everybody loves a puppy.
Everybody loves a puppy. We're going to post all those stories online. What do we have at number two?
After she was diagnosed with cancer, her classmates came to the rescue. Okay, this hits home for me.
This is where we need the tissues, right?
Yes, yeah. So, Marley watched as her teachers and peers stepped up to show their support to her. One by one, the look on her face is it all. So basically, they found a lump on her foot, and because she plays soccer, they just thought it was something from sport, and they went to the doctor. They tested it, found that it was cancer. And obviously with her treatment and stuff, her hair fell out, and she thought that when she went back to school, all the kids would make fun of her, but it was completely opposite. I mean, they supported her. A lot of the teachers and the children actually shaved their heads. So when she arrived at school, there was a special assembly, and they all shaved their heads. And this actually hits home for me, because Talia's cousin was diagnosed with lung cancer.
I'm so sorry.
I think it was a year ago. And she was in Red Cross Children's Home in Cape Town. She had just started at Rustenburg Girls in Cape Town, and exactly the same thing. She got to school, and her teachers and her peers had shaved their heads. She's beautiful, and I mean, you know, to see a child go through that, especially personally, you read a story like this, and it's incredible. But to witness that and see it personally, kids are incredibly strong.
And you know what they? I mean. Look at that, making the change, being the difference, getting involved. If I was in that situation, and if my mates were in that situation, I'm not even in school, but I would do it too.
Morgan is a little hero, and they actually used her. They flew up here. She did a whole lot for,
cancer.
Kids. Yeah, what is it?
Chalk.
Is it chalk? There's another one. I think it's sunflower as well. She did a whole lot, and they gave her a puppy. They did. They gave her a puppy.
To make her feel better.
Yes,
see,
and
all
it's
these
amazing.
Stories tied together. They're all together. Well, that's very cool. We're going to post that up as well, so you can see the videos and look at the pictures and get involved with the stories. What do we have at number one?
Oh, my hat. 2-year-old Nigerian boy who was left to die makes a stunning recovery.
So we reported on the story about a month ago. There was that little Nigerian boy who was... I think he was about 18, 19 months.
Mm.
And his family...
They just rejected him.
They rejected him because they believed that he was a witch.
Mm.
Which I don't know if you can do. I mean...
It's actually a genital problem that he had. Deformity.
They rejected him because they said he was a witch.
Yeah.
And he was living on the street for 8 months.
On his own.
How can an 8... What would he have been? A 10-month, 12-month-old baby?
That,
a year old. Living alone on the streets.
A year and a half, that is insane.
Yeah.
And he just, I mean, he fought for himself. You see pictures. I mean, and then a Danish aid worker, Anya Loven.
That's the picture that went viral.
Oh,
so it was her, she's sort of blonde
bending
hair.
Bending down.
She's bending down. She's got a bit of tattoos on her, and she's giving him water.
And
he is this little, tiny... Like little, you can see all the bones in his body because he's been living on the street. And she found him, she heard his story, she assisted him. That picture went viral, which must have helped with some sort of income, hugely does.
Yes.
And just, what is it, a month later, and this
it
kid,
is a
he
look
looks,
at him.
He is chubbies.
And he's manning, happy. And he's got friends.
And he's got friends. He's been put in an orphanage. I think he's got 35,
yeah.
Yeah, 35 brothers and sisters.
His name is Hope.
And his name is Hope. And yeah, there's hope for Hope. Like, that is an incredible story. What shocks me is that he was so young.
Tiny.
Living on the streets alone.
Tiny. If you see a child and how dependent they are on their parents at that age, mm-mm. and this one was just left, oh, no. And it's sort of like those other stories that you, I don't know if you ever saw that picture of, also it was a child in the middle of nowhere in this drought-stricken and impoverished country, and there's like vultures around him.
Man, it's scary stuff.
It was almost exactly the same, except he was just walking around and people were walking past him. You can see them, they were just walking past.
So scary. But that is the good news, and something good has come from
yes.
that, which we can share with you, and we'd love you to go see the photos. If you go visit our timelines, you'll find it over there.
It's beautiful.
Every week we do bring you the good stuff, and we find the good news stories so that you can stay inspired. And that's our job, right?
It is our job. And we will continue.
And we will continue. We are not afraid.
Forever and ever.
We are not afraid.
So the day after forever. The day after forever. That means forever.
We got it. We got it. We'll be right back.
I patiently waited for you for 9 months. I would sit in my chair and talk about how I longed to meet you. I knew you'd be the most beautiful baby in the world. I was ready for you, but I wasn't ready for this. If you have a child in need of reconstructive surgery, Smile Foundation can help you. Visit www.smilefoundation.co.za or call us on 0861-276-453.
On radio. More of the good stuff. CliffCentral.com.
We need to change that voiceover so he goes, Cliff Central's very own happy hour. Because that's sort of where we're going. Duncan sitting in the studio going, yo, whatever. All right, so every week we get to bring in inspirational South Africans and people from around the world that are doing really incredible stuff for South Africa and for South Africans and generally for people. I think it's a highlight that we get to interview really, really, really cool people, and today is no different. We've got George Schola in studio with us, an incredible South African who started the non-government, he's shaking his head, he's like, whatever, I'm not incredible, who started the non-government funded Stroke Survivors Organization. He's in studio. He's sitting with us. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
It's great to have you here. One of the things that you sort of miss when you're on radio is you don't get to see what happens in studio. And I'd love for you guys to actually see George walked in you know, we're going to get into your story now as to how you are and where you are and sort of what you're doing. But he's got working arm.
Yes.
Functional
arm. And he slapped on the headphones, boom, boom, done. And then we had Kerry during the break trying to do it. And we could have been sitting here all day.
Yeah.
It would have just, you know.
I know I would have got it at some stage, but.
Super, super impressive. What is your story? You started the Stroke Foundation. What is the backstory behind that?
I had a stroke in 2008. And after the stroke, I spent 2 months in hospital, got the rehab I required, and the true fight begins when you get home, because now the family's going to look after you. So, experiencing that, the first thing I wanted to do is speak to other stroke survivors, and I've discovered that it's so difficult to find support groups. Mm. And if you do, you've got to match your circumstances. So, you know, I was 37 at the time. So, I don't really have anything in common with a 70-year-old stroke survivor. Mm. So, I approached some of the existing support groups, and, you know, there was no real help there.
Do you know what caused the stroke? Did the doctor sort of pinpoint what it was at 37?
They told me I had thick blood. What is that?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out.
Thick blood.
Thick blood. So, you know, I didn't realize you could have thin blood. So now I take rat poison to give me thin blood. Literally, it's a drug.
Wow.
So, yeah, I started the foundation to cater for younger stroke survivors and older, obviously, but just to actually provide.
A lot of young people have strokes.
Absolutely.
Well, I think, so here's the thing, right? Yeah. I think it's a myth or fallacy where people think it's only the older folk that, that have strokes. I had a mate who had a stroke when he was 21.
Yep.
From whatever it was and whatever those causes were, I think the reality is, and the awareness that can be raised, is that it's not just old people that are suffering strokes.
Absolutely not. There's a young kid, Josh, 14, had a stroke.
14 years old.
Yeah. You can have a stroke prenatal.
Wow.
So you're born with a stroke.
With a stroke.
And you're disabled off the bat.
Jesus.
So these are all things that we might not know. You started a foundation so you could connect with people that were your own age or that you could relate to. And it's something that it's almost like a theme that we've realized in South Africa. Mm. We do not have enough of these support groups.
No,
so
don't.
For you to have started something like this is absolutely epic.
Yeah. You see, people don't understand the impact of a stroke, not only on the individual, but that individual, when they get home, somebody's got to look after them.
Mm.
So it becomes the family's problem. Now, the family don't know how to deal with it, so they also need support.
Wow.
Okay? Because all of a sudden you've got a disabled person at home.
Yes.
How do you deal with it?
Yeah.
Maybe that person
can't. Everything changes, like you said.
Absolutely.
How do you floss your teeth?
With one hand.
Yeah.
Okay, when Goodness. You've got a parent or a child who can't communicate, they suffer asphasia.
Yes.
Okay? What do?
It's like starting all over again.
Yeah. And people don't understand the impact.
Mm.
And that's what you've got to try and change. And also have support groups to help those people, both the stroke survivor and their spouses, parents, kids, whatever.
It's everybody, so that everybody can understand and have a better future and sort of learn. When did you start the foundation?
2010.
So it's been going for 6 years.
Pretty much, yes.
Wow.
Battle ever since.
It's not easy to have a foundation and for you to have something like that, but I'm sure that a lot of people are reaping the benefits of it.
I've got a few chat groups on WhatsApp with younger stroke survivors. We've got support groups for the older survivors. Mm. And recently we just started a support group for carers, so the family members.
Wow.
Because they also need to reach out.
It's exhausting. I know, my gran had a stroke, and it really is. It's exhausting.
Yeah.
And they told her she would never walk again and all of this. And she's a doctor. She was a doctor herself, so she said, that's just nonsense.
Now,
but again, it was...
Let's put another scenario. In South Africa, private health care is so important.
Yes.
Okay. So if you've got private health care, you will get rehab. If you don't, you end up in a state hospital.
Mm.
You get treated by, the worst I've heard, 3 days. And then they sent them home.
Jeepers.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That's shocking.
So now what happens to that individual? He's toast. Or they are toast. Okay. Because they're not getting rehab. The family's stuck with a person that's drooling, can't walk, can't talk. What's going to happen?
How long were you in hospital again, did you say?
2 months.
Yeah, I think it's not just about being in hospital. It's the process afterwards. It's
Absolutely.
All of that sort of treatments and the rehab and everything that goes with it.
Post-stroke, that it could be like a 2-3 year period.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
your support, the foundation initiative that you created. What sort of stuff do you do? Obviously, you're helping with all of these support groups and you're getting people. But I'm guessing that needs funding. That needs something from somewhere.
Can you get me the list from that Colombian law firm? I want to speak to those people. Okay.
Those are the perfect investors.
Yeah.
Wow.
If anybody's got that telephone number, please send it my way too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good.
Yeah, funding is the biggest barrier. Yeah, I'd love to create a stroke center where the people that don't have medical aid come to us. We'll take care of you.
Okay,
we'll give you the rehab, speech therapy, occupational therapy. It's required. You need it. Because you can recover from a stroke.
Okay, look, I'm gonna say I'm sitting across from George, and you can. There is absolutely. No, I mean, when you walked in here, I wouldn't have even thought any other difference. Yes, there is, there, you know, and for me, so I'm young, I'm fit, I'm healthy. The biggest thing for me
at least
is,
you think you're.
I think I am, everywhere. I hope so. And the biggest thing for me is the awareness. I think that's a huge drive for me, because if I didn't know you existed, if I ever found myself in that situation, I wouldn't even know what to do. Wouldn't even know. I've seen this before, the fast approach. Exactly.
I've got to get that message out there. Is how do you identify a stroke? Goodness. So it's a World Stroke Organization campaign as well. And the acronym is FAST, F-A-S-T. The F is for face. Mm. So if you see a person's face drooping, good sign, it's a stroke.
Yeah.
The A is for arms. Mm. Lift your arms. As you can see, my one arm is obviously higher than the other. Yes. That's a sign. The S is for speech. If the person is slurring, it's not too many tequilas.
Mm-hmm. It could be, depending on what time of day
it's you're sort of asking them. It's a Friday night, yeah. Okay, maybe. And T is for time. So you've got 3-4 hours to get to a stroke unit. Okay, now, there's been a big drive by a pharmaceutical company to create stroke units. Okay, up until about 5-6 years ago, there were only 4 in the country.
And then I think
in the space of time. Okay, so now they're up to about 30.
That's
that's growing.
It's because of people like you. It's because of what you're doing that changes.
Creating awareness.
It's creating awareness and change is starting to be formulated. We're going to post up that FAST.
Fantastic.
If we can get that from you. It's a little diagram that George has got that shows you the FAST. So you can actually see the face, the arms, the speech, and the time. It's important that, you know, put it in the back of your head.
It's very important.
So it's there. So if you're ever in that situation where you're not on a Friday night drinking tequilas and someone starts slurring, you know that there's a problem. You can look at their face. You can put up their arms or ask them to put up their arms. And you'll know immediately. Yeah. That's huge awareness. And I want you to just go back to the beginning of the interview and remember, this has happened to a 14-year-old kid that you know of.
Who was playing soccer at the time.
Wow.
Now, his friends probably looked at him and said, hey, what's going on?
They didn't know. All right, George. The last thing I want to ask you, any sort of the websites, the social media stuff, where do we follow what is happening and get a little bit more information?
The website is strokesurvivors.org.za. We do have a Twitter account, which I really hate doing. But we do have somebody handling that.
Thank goodness, because if you don't like social media, it's not going to go anywhere.
The website, all our details are on there, telephone numbers, contact details, and
We're really big on Twitter, so we're going to tweet all of those links out so that all our followers can get hold of it.
I'll tell Rob to get onto that.
It's been amazing having you on the show. Thank you for what you're doing. Cool. I think it is massive and creating change. And if anybody's got the number for those guys, that they can give us some money.
Yeah, we need it.
Give it this way. This is the good stuff on Cliff Central. Say what you want to say. I feel like I'm at Tuesday karaoke.
Having a party, yeah.
Oh, good song.
Dancing in his chair.
I'm dancing in my chair. It's because we get to do all the good stuff and speak about good stuff and get inspired. No different. We've actually got a Lidese youth hero in studio. I didn't think he was going to make it. Frank, welcome.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to ask you to get really close to the mic. Because this is internet radio, we have to get up close and personal with the microphone. Cool. You go to the inner city, you do rural school talks, upliftment programs. The stuff you're doing is absolutely epic, and it's what our country needs. So what inspired you to get behind this?
To be quite honest with you, it's my past, where I come from and everything I've seen. Where I come from and everything I've seen is pretty much that.
That's where do you come from? What is
it? I'm originally from the Congo, and I came here when I was about 8 years old. And just the journey from the Congo to here is pretty much what motivated me and inspired me throughout this whole thing.
That is so interesting.
So you just, how old are you?
I'm 20. I'm turning 21.
He's 20. He's turning 21. He's not even legal to drink in America, but he's up here in South Africa giving motivational talks. When did you start this drive that you have?
We started a bit earlier. So we started, I think, in 2013, me and a couple of friends of mine from high school. And then after I matriculated, I joined a company called Zalange in the inner city in Hillbrow. And they were doing pretty much the same thing that I do. And so I just got inspired by them as well, by everything that they done. So they're a social enterprise. And just the idea of giving back to the community is what just drove me.
What sorts of stuff are you doing? Because saying that you're a motivational speaker and that you do upliftment programs is pretty broad. Do you go into rural schools and sort of these rural areas, and what sort of stuff do you talk about?
Well, we just speak to the kids about, like, our life, like, my journey, like, you know, what I've been through and everything that I've seen, you know. And the idea behind it is just to tell the kids that, look, and we've been through all this, and through all that, we're able to still chase our dreams. So the name of our organization is called A Dollar and a Dream.
A dollar and a dream.
Yeah. So the idea behind the dollar is, obviously, we all know the dollar is like currency. So it's a universal currency, because if you have the dollar, you can pretty much use it everywhere you go. So the idea behind that is, if you have a universal mindset, you could pretty much survive anywhere you go. So, for instance, I came from the Congo and I'm making a living in a foreign country, you know. So if I can do it, why can't you do it?
Exactly.
I'm inspired.
Exactly. It's an inspirational story, and I'd actually love to come to one of your talks. Mm-hmm. How do I find you? Where do we go? What do we do?
We're on Facebook. What's our Facebook page?
Our Facebook page is at Dollar and a Dream.
Okay, but yeah, so Frank's not alone. He's also brought a very beautiful young lady.
Thank you so much.
What is your name?
My name is Rianne Chiboyu.
And you're part of this Dollar Dream group, and you've also got a story. Where do you come from? What is the story?
So, like, I made Frank and them, like, a year ago, right? And I was so inspired to join this, to just motivate people that we don't need money to do this. All you need to do is to have dreams and goals in life. So what we're doing is we're just encouraging the fellow youth to be like us, basically, to just follow your dreams and to achieve things not only with money, but with the skills that you can get.
If I can ask you, what is your dream?
My dream is to be in politics one day, because I'm studying politics.
Politics.
Wow. Yes.
I think that's a great... You know what? We need young leaders. We need people that are here to make a difference. The activists in our communities to really go out there and create change.
Well, you're
and
on
it's
the
exactly
right track.
What you guys are doing.
Yeah. Yes.
So if you're going to go into politics, I'm behind you all the way.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to change South Africa, man.
Change South Africa. All right, quick sticks. What is your social media site? How do people find you? Where do we go?
On Instagram is at dollar_and_a_dream_. It's dollar_and_a_dream. You can find us on Instagram. Every event that we do, hospitals, homes that we go to, we always post pictures. And on Facebook is a page, dollar_and_a_dream.
dollar_and_a_dream. We're going to put that up all on social media sites so that everybody can follow you. Do you post before you go to an event so that we can actually come and find you before?
We've never really done that before. Hey, we only posted during the event, but thank you so much for the advice. We're going to start posting before.
Post before, because I'm sure the team and I would love to come and hear your chats, hear what you're about. And Frank, I'm going to put you in touch with someone called Mark Sham, who does suits and sneakers.
Yes.
It's a big talk. They just
That's
did one at the Stanton Convention Center with over 3,000 people. I think your story needs to be heard by more than just rural development. I think it needs to be heard by entrepreneurial South Africans and influencers. I think that's an important part. So don't go anywhere. I am going to chat to you. I'm going to ask you to shift over just a little bit. We've got Paige and Kirst that come into the studio every day. They're literally moving the whole studio around. They're from Huddle Up. They bring us news that we can get involved in right now to change one thing, to literally change everything, because that's what we're about. We're about creating positive change, micro-activism. It's doing those really little things that you might not think matter, and they actually do. It's what's important. And today, the girls are going to be talking about the Impilo Village.
Impilo Village.
What is it? Yes. How's this?
How's it? Can you hear me?
You're going to break that mic again, Paige. I see it happening. All right, so we've got you in studio. What do we have today, girls?
So today, we are discussing Impilo. And just a few statistics before we get into Impilo. Do you know that it is estimated that there are more than 17 million orphans in Southern Africa that are victims of hunger, violence, and deprived of their most basic rights? That is 250,000 orphans just in the Gauteng region alone.
That statistic is horrible.
So when it comes to AIDS orphans, it's estimated that there are more than 1.9 million suffering. So this is where Impilo Foster Homes comes in. So just
it's
a quick...
It's the ray of light in such a hectic... I mean, you've literally just hit us over the head with horrible statistics. And it's a ray of light. It's obviously something that is doing great things.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's magical, actually. Yeah. So Impilo means life in Zulu. And the goal of Impilo Foster Homes is to give orphans a new life and a hopeful future. So they're a registered non-profit company, a registered non-profit organization, as well as a public benefit organization, a PBO. And their vision is to build foster homes for aid orphans, as well as schools, clinics, community centers, vocational training centers, along those lines.
Wow.
So what's amazing with Impilo Village is we've got the Abcon Group Foundation, which is an association with Ablan Construction Group. And we met with them the other day, and they showed us their project that they're doing in Timsrand. Now, what they've already done is built two foster care homes, one in Cosmos City, and are planning to do the third one in Timsrand on Deep Slit on this farm. Kerry used to be a neighbor there, actually. And it's,
it's literally next door to where I grew up.
Yeah, so it's going to cost a total of 70 million rand. So we
there. 70.
70 million.
But it is.
It's incredible.
Primary school, creche, special needs school, primary health care center, staff homes, support facilities, skills development center, and support centers. So they're doing an entire thing now, not just saying kids who are vulnerable must go to an orphanage. Now they're saying, no, that system does not work. And the Gauteng government has said, we need to start readdressing this and putting kids in foster care homes. 6 to 8 kids with one mother, and then the rest we're just going to do sports development and, I mean, just getting these kids having a chance.
So I don't know if on Sunday you watched My Story, which is that thing that comes on Mnet every Sunday. On Sunday, it was a really good friend of mine, Rian Mansa, who was on the show for My Story.
Yes, and he's also got his book on Madagascar.
Yes, he did Madagascar. Him and his fiance were the only couple in the history of the world. He's broken 3 world records. Only couple to have kayaked from Africa to America. It took them 3.5 months.
Wow.
But the point of my story, I met him in Zanzibar a year ago. And he became my brother. We have a really good friendship.
Well,
He's an amazing, amazing human being. And one of his things that he doesn't like to talk about because he doesn't want it to be his story, or people to pity him, is that he was in foster care from day one.
Sure.
And it hasn't affected him. I mean, he is just a phenomenal, phenomenal human being. and the things that he does for charity and for the good stuff is just, it's at ground roots, it's what foster care did for him.
Yeah.
It's important.
Really, it really well.
So it is important. Your cause is important.
Oh, so we're very excited. I mean, we've got, they're doing a few fundraising events. We're going to go and see them just now. They've got a golf day. So there's going to be a lot of things that they're going to roll out. But we do need, obviously, we need help from everyone.
From everyone.
From everyone.
So the normal, we can get hold of you on Paige or Kirst at huddleup.co.za. Yes. I'm also going to post these events all over the place so that people can get involved. Because there's no better way than to give back than to like go to a golf
day. Correct, yeah.
That's but also, if you own a construction company, call us if you have steel in your back garden.
Electrical fittings.
Solar panels is done.
Building.
Where they're being...
Netherlands. They're being sourced from the Netherlands.
But they're being...
This project's incredible.
Funded. Yeah.
So these girls, again, on a weekly basis, they need whatever you can get. Whatever you can get your hands on, they need. And from that... we're hoping that this gets built quite soon because Frank needs to be a speaker there.
They have a whole facility for you to come to schools training.
He's my new go-to speaker.
Come
we love
inspire.
Frank. We love Frank.
That
is the good stuff for this week. Thank you, girls.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Every week we put all these stories up online so that you can get in touch with them and know what's going on. I also do a change one thing every week, which is quite important to me. And this week, it's all about journalism. It's all about uncovering the truth. It's something that I am new at. It's what I've gotten into. I do goodthingsguy.com, which is focused on the good news. Mm. But the Times yesterday did a salute to what they called all the damn interfering journalists who help uncover the truth. And I'm just going to do a quick read up of what they said. You must never give up. You must hold on, tell the truth, report the truth, disturb the order of things, find a way to get in the way and make a little noise with your pens, your pencils, and your cameras. It's a challenge that every South African journalist should take up as well. When the whole presidency thing came up and there was all this controversy about what was going on, and after after the concourse, it was said, no, the EFF did this and the DA did this. It was actually, we shouldn't forget, it was a journalist by the name of Mandy Rousseau who uncovered all of that in 2009. And she's the reason that Zuma was facing those charges in the end, was because of a journalist. So I don't think we should ever forget that. Perhaps we would not have the opportunity to witness the strength of our democracy and its constitution through the independence if it wasn't for journalism. So although the political parties are claiming victory in bringing Zuma in account, let's also acknowledge the journalists who followed up on Rousseau's exclusive expose, refused to give up, reported the truth, disturbed the order of things, and found a way to get in the way. We absolutely salute the journalists of South Africa. I think you're all phenomenal. It's absolutely amazing. That's the good stuff for this week. What? How did an hour just go by? Can we
it just happened.
Can we just Tuesday. Unpack that?
Time's fun when you're having flies.
Yeah.
Time. when you are having fun, it flies. It's been absolutely amazing hanging out with you. It's our favorite day of the week. We get to do all the good stuff. We need to stay motivated. We need to inspire others. We're in this together, and the only way we'll get through this is together. You are beautiful and loved, wonderfully made, and full of purpose. You are a masterpiece, and there is a great plan for you. Today is your day, and this is your reminder that you can handle whatever this week throws at you. That's all I'm leaving you with. That's the good stuff. If you want to catch up on all the past shows, please log on to iTunes or onto cliffcentral.com. They're all over there. The shows are not date orientated, so literally you can pick one up and be inspired absolutely immediately. That's the good stuff for this week. I really can't believe it's over. I feel
I
a little bit sad actually.
Over.
I'm gonna go listen to old podcasts because that's how I roll. Thanks, and only good things. Have a terrific Tuesday.
Bye.
On radio. On radio. More of the good stuff. CliffCentral.com.